Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 26th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced in a blog post a new virtual reality subscription called Quest Plus for both the Quest 2 and Quest Pro headsets, and also the Quest 3 once it launches. Specifically, the sub gives users two titles every month for either $7.99 per month or $59.99 per year. Early users that sign up for the monthly subscription before July 31st pay $1 for their first month. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that there may be air travel disruption following a July 1st deadline for airlines to retrofit equipment to avoid potential interference with higher-powered 5G wireless signals. If they don't, aircraft won't be cleared to land in certain weather conditions when visibility is low. Buttigieg tells the Wall Street Journal he's urging airlines to speed up installations before low visibility conditions become an even bigger issue after the summer or adjust their schedules. He also says more than 80% of the U.S. domestic fleet and around 65% of international aircraft that fly to the U.S. already have radar altimeters that won't be susceptible to interference from 5G signals. Aviation safety officials warned last year that 5G signals could confuse devices that use radio waves to measure planes' distances from the ground, but wireless companies have disputed that claim. Some airlines and industry groups have also pushed back on the July 1st deadline due to supply chain and certification issues. The U.S. Supreme Court will not be reviving a lawsuit by music website Genius from 2019 that accused Google of violating a contract with Genius by using its song lyrics in search results without attribution. The Supreme Court left in place an original ruling by a lower court that tossed out the suit. The lower court had said Genius doesn't own any of the copyrights to its lyrics, which are instead held by songwriters and publishers. SCOTUS agrees. IBM announced it's acquiring Apptio from private equity firm Vista Equity Partners for $4.6 billion in cash. Apptio's platform tracks how and where data lives and how it's used in software-as-a-service hybrid IT environments. IBM expects the acquisition to close in the second half of this year. In other acquisition news, data storage and management startup Databricks is buying generative artificial intelligence startup Mosaic ML for roughly $1.3 billion in an effort to help companies build their own chatbot tools and lower-cost language models themselves with proprietary data. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports in his Power On newsletter that Apple is continuing software development for its Vision Pro headset, but that some touted features like in-ear typing, adaptations of core iPad apps, 3D video content, third-party app support, handling of prescription lenses, comfort, and Vision OS's eyesight feature still need a lot of work. Gurman says Apple has had a few updates on other products for the second half of this year, however, and also the first half of 2024. Those include an expected iPhone 15 this fall, plus two Apple Watch Series 9 models, and an updated version of the Ultra Apple Watch. Apple's Vision OS SDK includes some code that suggests that headset will limit its functionality or even stop working entirely if the user's moving too fast. The alert shows up to the user as moving at unsafe speed and gives the prompt, virtual content has been temporarily hidden until you return to a safe speed. Good news, though, there is a travel mode, so you can enact to use that when you're a passenger in a car or a bus or maybe on an airplane, because you'd be going pretty fast. A new study called 2023 Engineering Salary Expectations Trends Report from anonymous job posting site Blind, so a little grain or two of salt here, shows that more than 7,300 tech workers that were polled and data that the platform pulled from around 50,000 workers using Blind's talent marketplace, of those, 56% of tech workers say they're willing to accept lower salaries in a new role, with 45% of those respondents also saying they'd accept equal or lower pay due to a series of layoffs across the tech industry. Other reasons for accepting equal or lower pay centered around company culture concerns and issues for workers who would prefer to stay remote despite many companies pushing for staff to return to offices. YouTube updated its policy on fan channels. As of August 21st, creators should explicitly mark fan channels as such and make it clear that they don't represent the original creator. A channel that copies the look and small details of another, for example, copying a profile photo, could be subject to termination. YouTube also announced Test and Compare, which lets creators upload up to 3 thumbnails for a single video, then lets YouTube decide which will perform the best. The company says it's testing the feature with a few hundred creators and plans to roll out a beta version in the coming months to thousands more, with an even broader launch next year. Finally, Samsung's June 2023 security update to the Galaxy S23 phone series is being released in China and the US, fixing more than 50 security flaws. In the US, the Galaxy S23, S23 Plus, and S23 Ultra are all getting updates meant for their carrier-locked versions, improving overall performance of their cameras and some autofocus-related issues, with the image processing style in the night mode also being improved. Users can check for support by going to their settings and then checking for a software update. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.